We have seen a chilling rise in the death toll of Filipino National Democratic activists in a wide range of sectors and spread across the country. There were the murders of labor union leader Ricardo Ramos, Bayan leader Francisco Rivera, Bayan allies Dr. Angel David and Von John Maniniti, and Anakpawis leader Federico De Leon. These deaths took place over the course of a mere 48 hours. Recent reports by Karapatan, which is a Philippine-based alliance of human rights organizations, document over 4,200 cases of human rights violations under the Macapagal Arroyo term since its ascendancy in 2001.
Dr. Robin Rodriguez, a professor of Philippine Studies at Rutgers University, was one of the speakers following a documentary film, Blood in Your Coffee, about the brutal repression of a workers' strike at the Nestle factory in the Philippines. The forum also gathered U.S. delegates from the International Solidarity Mission, which comprised nearly 100 community activists and journalists from 18 countries who traveled to five regions of the Philippines this past August on a fact-finding tour. After the forum, a protest vigil was held at Union Square. Hyun Lee, a member of the Community Against Anti-Asian Violence based in Chinatown and the Bronx, participated in the fact-finding mission.
We heard testimonies from many families of people who had been abducted by the military or disappeared or tortured. We also heard from peasants who were evacuated from their homes, and they told us that the military had come and threatened to bomb them out and accused their village captain of being a supporter of the NPA. And we also heard from activists that the military actually had a hit list of 17 political leaders who are targeted for assassination. So these are the types of stories that we heard. And all of the findings are in the process of being compiled. It has also been presented to the Philippine Congress.
There's been an escalation of the political violence in the Philippines. What did you find from the people that you met there of the reason why this is happening?
In the Eastern Visayas, we learned two things. Number one, that this is a region where the peasant movement for land reform has been very strong. And number two, this is a place where U.S. corporate interests are lining up for mining and to expropriate resources from this area. And the military has also been trying to squash this resistance.
Also a delegate, Manami Molik is a leader of DAISY's Rising Up and Moving, which assists South Asians facing detention and deportation under the special registration policies instituted after 9/11.
The parallels were clear. This war on terror has been waged in the Philippines in a way that George Bush and President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo have characterized anybody engaging in social movement, in workers' rights and human rights as terrorist. Similar to the way that immigrants here have been labeled as terrorists and been scapegoated for the failed policies of the U.S. I met with dozens of victims of that war on terror that's directly funded by the tax dollars of people right here in the U.S. Hundreds of peasants and farmers and young children and fisherfolk and villagers, as well as leaders of unions and women's organizations, and those killings are increasing under the pretense of the war on terror.
What do you think people here should do to prevent this situation from expanding to other areas of the globe?
We have a huge responsibility to educate people here about our role, the U.S.'s role around the world in being one of the biggest terrorist states in history. Every local issue we work on, we should make the connection to what the U.S. is doing abroad and call for an end to U.S. militarism around the world.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Gwynn.